This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Got locked hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us.
Vincent, let me ask you something. What do you think about my concept of slowing down and taking more time in the preparation of your food like you did with the family, where you sit around the table and you're together? And that's no longer happening because of microwave ovens, like cell phones. They take you away from people. They do not bring you closer to people. It is a need for a lifestyle change that will save your behind. What do you think
about
that?
Well, I'll tell you exactly how I feel about that. It'll take a couple minutes to do it, but if you remember when you were here at the farm, Erin Dakins, her husband Brad Dakins, Grace.
By the way, I really miss Erin Dakins, kiddo. You need to call me. I miss your silliness. No, but I know that. I said that formally on the air. I miss her.
Yeah, yeah. We had Ed from UserSite, he was here. So, Matt Stein, there are a whole bunch of us, Mrs. Finelli. And we had, we were around the kitchen table, and we're eating and laughing and having a great time. And nobody was in a hurry.
Okay? Yeah, even though it was, we were off the clock.
Right. Right, even though it was expo time, even though there were a lot of things happening, and it was, you know,
had
pretty busy
the
during the day.
Early. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we took our time, we prepared, we discussed, we laughed, and you know, we talked about all kinds of important issues as well. That is what we do here at the farm. I've decided that I've absolutely had it with cell phones. I've had it with interruptions. I've had it with texts. I've had it with these interruptions in my life. And I thought several years ago, what happened? What happened to the family? Now, when we were raising our children back in Virginia, we had a television. And this all ties together. Well, our daughter would say, "But Dad, it's my favorite program." And I'd say, "Well, all right, you can watch television for one program. That's a half an hour." Well, that bled into, well, they're actually an hour long. And then the other two children said, "Well, what about us? You know, we have favorite programs too." So a half hour bled to an hour, bled to times three. So that's 3 hours. And then so what? It's just the best part. And it became longer and longer. And so finally I walked over to where the cable, the RG59 cable came, the coaxial cable came out of the wall, and I got a pair of diagonal cutters and I pulled it tight and I snipped off the cable and the end went, jumped into the wall. And our daughter said, "That's going to be hard to fix." And I said, "You're right. It's going to take a long time to fix that." And that was the end of television at our house. That was many, many years ago. And then what happened was the house became quiet. There were no more favorite programs that bled through dinner and lunch and whenever. So the house was quiet. Reading took over. And our children went to the library every couple of days at least. They read every single book. Literally, I'm not exaggerating, in our small library in our little hamlet in Virginia, they read every book even a couple of times. They became voracious readers. They were homeschooled. Our daughter ended up going to college at age 14. She graduated with her master's at 19 because she was very skilled at reading and could read very quickly. So what we did was we literally took back our lives from the media, literally. And, you know, then the cell phones crept into our lives, and I'd had it with the cell phones. And, you know, what happens when we eat today? If you go to a restaurant, everyone has his cell phone out of his or her pocket. It's on the table. And they're looking down while they're eating. They're looking down at their cell phone more than they're communicating with the person across the table.
Yeah, to see if something important happened or not.
Yeah. Let's see if they got that text that said, so what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. I mean, that's the kind of nonsense that goes on. And so we have literally taken back, starting years ago, many, many years ago, our lives. And so we do cook meals slowly. We do eat the meals together. And we use that time for planning and discussing. We really do. And we write notes. If someone's going to the store, they just don't take off and leave. And we just, where did so-and-so go? That doesn't happen. What happens is someone will say, next time someone goes to the store, we'll need to get this. And then the list gets created. Okay. And while you're there, can you go to the next store and get that? And why don't you also check the price of this, and we'll decide whether we're going to order it online or not. So there's actually this discussion about what we need, what we should do, the priorities, who's going to do what, who's going to be the lead person to do it, who is going to be responsible for the quality control. You know, a lot of times it's Dad, I'd like to work on this, but I sure could use your help, guidance, and maybe some oversight. And then, you know, I'll get that person started. I'll be doing my thing, and I may need some help. But so we actually act as a traditional family of the 1950s.
Yeah, handing maybe the baton to each other to make the race happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And if someone isn't able to be at their, we'll call it a workstation. It's not really a workstation, but if someone, now let's say it's time for a meal, or it's time to check on my mother and, you know, make sure that, you know, she's okay out in the garden. If I don't do it, you know, our son will do it. If he doesn't do it, my wife will do it. And no one will say, hey, it's not my job. That never happens. We don't hear the words, it's not my job. It's everybody's job. Everybody has everybody else's job. And you know, since you mentioned this, on Monday, I took my mom to her checkup appointment at the doctor's office. And I don't go just, it's not just my mom and me, or it's not just Mrs. Finelli and my mom. It's always two people plus the person going to the doctor's. And here's why. It takes three people to go to a doctor's office in our house. Whoever's going, plus two more. And the reason is that there'll be two people hearing what the doctor has to say, two people hearing what the plan is, two people knowing what is necessary and what needs to be done, if anything. And the doctor said to me...
Yeah, that's because everyone hears something different.
Mm-hmm. And the doctor said something that, you know, I saw... I've seen nurses do this, but this is the first time I saw the doctor do it. He looked at my mom, and she was on the exam table sitting down, and he said to her, and he looked at her, and then he looked at me and my son, and he said, are they taking care of you? It's like, you gotta be kidding, right? are they treating you well? Are they treating you well? Do you have any concerns? He's asking her, you know, if indirectly and directly, if we are abusing my mom. And when he was all done asking her the questions, I made sure she answered them to his satisfaction. I said, you know, she really has it pretty good. I said, we're farmers. We're at home. Someone's always at home. We cook meals together. We eat meals together. I said, the only way it would be better is if we had servants. I said, but actually, we'll never have servants because we wouldn't want to do that to people. We wouldn't want them to be our servants. And I said, actually, you know, I don't think that's even true. I said, because servants wouldn't give my mom the care that we would give her because we love my mom and she's family. She's blood relative. She's a blood relative. So because of all that, it doesn't get any better than what she has. This is it. She couldn't do any better.
And your mom and is a reflection of who you've become.
Well, that's probably true. And I was in the shower. Well, thank you, Rick. I was in the shower this morning, and I was thinking about organized religion. And I was thinking, what a con that could be. You know, going to church and feeling you absolutely positively have to be there certain days, certain times, tithe certain amounts. And if you miss, oh, man, you're going to hell, and it's going to be bad. Well, I was thinking, what a con that is, okay? And then I was thinking, my mom hasn't been to church in probably 5 years. 5 years. And has that changed her? No. Does she still want to help people? Yes. Does she still want to give them her coats, her shoes, her clothes? She wants to give away, you know, clothes that she's not using to people who might need them. Has she changed at all by not going to church? No. So do I think that by not going to church that she might not get that seat in heaven? I think she's doing just fine. And I think in terms of the camaraderie, the fellowship churches provide, you know, before church, after church, you know, turning around, saying hi to the guy behind you or in front of you. Yeah, it's, you know, that's all good stuff. You know, I would like to be involved in that, but I am certainly not interested in becoming part of the masses who are trained to stand up, sit down, genuflect, turn left, turn right. I mean, in the ritual, I'm not interested in that. I'm not. I don't believe it's necessary for me, and I don't think anyone in our family feels it's necessary. But that's kind of how we live our lives. We really do. We work with our neighbors. We help our neighbors. They help us. There's no schedule. It's just we do it when we think of it, when we want to, when they want to, and it works very well. And I wish a lot more of us would get involved with our own families and talk with our
and you know the spiritual part of it is not what you're doing but how you're doing it. That is the moment.
There you go. We come back, Rick. Can we talk about the stealth airplanes and the shapes of them? And is that what makes them stealth? Is it the shape? And then what is microwave? What's the difference between, class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. but for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. If you'd like to go to his website, docram.com, docram.com, docram.com. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller, these airplanes that have been developed to be more invisible to the electronics like radar, is it the shape of the planes that makes them more invisible, or is it the
shape, the geometry of it, the material that it's made from? Certain things absorb and bend rather than reflect. That's the first thing that did it. Right now, a shapeshifter, a reticulan that looks like They Live, that movie, is done with liquid crystals and a holographic projection system. That's how it works. And we have that technology. And so,
let's say we wanted to go somewhere
with this. The whole thing if you can imagine how it could possibly work, of course it's going to work, and even more, because it's not the physics of the geometry. It's your imagination that makes it real.
Okay, so, you know, we have a lot of hunters here, and they put on camouflage. Snipers put on ghillie suits so they blend in. There are materials to keep the heat signature down to a minimum. Let's say we wanted to do what the government does and we wanted to be invisible. Would we wear certain shapes? What would we do?
low profile. In the old books of magic, it was called the spell of invisibility. You know, for example, driving down the freeway, what the cop is going to look for. And they no longer have paranoia meters where they can measure on the Richter scale whether or not you've got something to hide. What they do is look at you like if you're 6 miles over the speed limit as opposed to 25 miles over the speed limit. There's your first idea toward low profile. Now, you and I are out there, and so we're pretty well on everybody's radar, including good, bad, and ugly. And so I do it because it's my only source of income. I've got to sell books or I'm screwed. And so I'm stuck in having to be out there. I would much rather, I'm just letting the world at large know, I'm bribable. I will take and put me on payroll. That's the way I'll put it. Put me on payroll. I would love to go up in the mountains and have a simple, uneventful, quiet life. I would really love to do that. What my passion is not talking about it. It's writing. You know, it's all profiling. And now they have software so accurate that can predict a crime in New York City 28 minutes before it happens. You don't think they're not going to use that? They want to know what you're going to do before you do. That's how you got that little red dot on your mailbox. It's like today there is a distinction between artificial intelligence and human beings. And the two have merged to such an extent today that the artificial intelligence has an edge on you. However, once you tap in to instinct, now it is what, and I'm gonna shock everybody by quoting Aleister Crowley, none shall say nay. When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, the universe, including NSA, want you to do that. And they don't know that. And that's the edge and distinctional difference between intent and purpose. The two are at the same at our level of awareness. And as you aspire toward yourself, going internal, that machine can't do that. By definition, that's where your salvation lies. That's how they did it in Minority Report. That's how it's going to play. If you want to know how it's going to work, follow Hollywood. The fifth wave is when they gave you, especially the children, special goggles to see who an alien was as opposed to not. And guess what? It was just the opposite. And at some point, the children figured it out. That's Hollywood. And then the aliens are marching up a ramp, not down a ramp, into their craft with their tails between their legs, having to go back home. That's the happy ending, good feel-good of Hollywood. But let me tell you, the whole thing has to do with attitude and your own relationship to yourself. And if you...
A state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. Today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And Rick, if someone would like to peruse the selection of books that you've written and buy some, where would they go?
Well, it's easy. My website has a book, you know, all my books. It takes you right directly to my website. So does Doc Brown. If you go up, and look at the store. I have a store where you can go to. That's my website. Go get them. I hate Amazon. I like just PayPal. I love GoFundMe. My GoFundMe account, that helped. Because that's how I put out workbook number two. The funding, I am putting out two more encyclopedias, and the one I'm working on today is called The Small Family Farm for the 21st Century. And do you know something? No matter what else happens, good, bad, or ugly, with the U.S. government, we now need 20 to 30 million new small family farms this year. That's what I'm trying to talk about, and what to do regionally. Each region and habitat is different. Missouri is different than Sandpoint, Idaho. And you have different realities, different kinds of crops, and habitat. And what I'm trying to do is put business plans together where you no longer sell raw material like your beef. What you do is you butcher your beef and sell it as jerky from the Vanelli Farms. And listen, it's about adding value, because right now what everybody has to sell is labor, not raw material like your wheat or whatever, which is called storable commodities. What you're looking for is value added, where you make something unique in a vertical integration thing before it leaves the farm gate, and now you have something to barter. And you can do that in a much closer market, like the town next door, rather than the city and three states away, with your herbal salad.
Yeah, that was, we talked about, cooking slowly, eating meals together, and we've had many discussions about exactly what you're talking about here at the farm, and that is one of our children has studied agriculture. Spent 4 years at the university studying how to be a farmer, and he decided that he wants to do several things. One is grow mushrooms
and sell them on the internet. Yeah, gourmet mushrooms, not just pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
For food.
That. Mm-hmm. And also he wants to make the world's finest beef jerky.
Oh, by the way, if he wants to do psychedelic, I'd be happy to show him how to do that also. Well, they are going to be needed. And let me tell you, psychedelic mushrooms are, I don't do them anymore. I've had enough psychotic episodes for one life. But half the people that came to my workshop were still interested in things like ayahuasca. They were interested in psychedelic mushrooms because they're not as invasive and they open up the mind. Now, what they really do is they actually are toxins to the body, and the body freaks out and then produces its own look-alike chemistry, and your psychedelic experience is from your own body chemistry. And what it's basically doing is jump-starting your own production in your body to function as a normal human being. That's why they call it shamanism. And the seekers today that don't want to do it in religion are trying to do it with ayahuasca experiences, is taking their risk in their hands, because shortcuts like that always have risk.
Rick, since we're going down this path, can you address... here's what I'm thinking. Well, I'm thinking about secret societies. I'm thinking about the connection, and I'm thinking about George W. Bush. He was asked, so you're a member of Skull and Bones, and that's a secret society, and so tell us about it. And he said something like this: well, if I told you about it, it wouldn't be a secret. And let me just share this with the class. Now, I don't think I've ever mentioned this. Now, this is about me. I went to the university, and I was the president of, at the time, one of the largest international fraternities in the world. And I was I was inducted at the National Conclave, which is every 4 years, in front of 4,000 or more members of the fraternity. I was inducted in this very large, lavish ceremony. And there were only maybe two or three of us being inducted at this ceremony. I mean, it wasn't like there was a graduation of high school or college. There was just a couple of us, literally on stage. And so I was inducted by the Grand Master, if you will, of the
Grand
fraternity.
Grand Poopah, yeah.
Well, it's the title is Grand Preetness, P-R-Y-T-A-N-I-S. Yeah, yeah. And he was in the ceremonial robes, and it was quite an elaborate ceremony. Here's why I'm telling everyone this. And I also was educated by the Jesuits. And in neither of those organizations, the International Fraternity, nor being taught by the Jesuits, was I selected for anything special. I wasn't. I think they said, this guy, he's just not going to work out. let's not waste any more time, effort, money, and on Finelli. What is it about these organizations that is so secretive? Can you share anything? I mean, you're a member of...
Okay, so let's start with Dr. Strange when he's battling Dormammu, the elder gods that have been banished from our universe that are trying to come back in. Okay, and Dr. Strange discovers that the power is in the secret, and the secret is the power. There, that's a good one to meditate. Now, I'm going to give you the Masonic secret. This is the big one. This is the secret of all secrets. The thought that occurs at the moment of climax happens. That's your tantric yoga. That's your whole thing about the mass of the Holy Ghost and sex magic. That's because it is about passion. And passion is what takes you into sacred over the profane and punctuates the water inside your body and structures it as internal landscape. And the more you get into what you're doing, like I am right this minute, you get it. And once you've got it in your mind's eye, that's what makes it real. Not my explanation of it. Imagination is reality. And that's the first of several keys on how to change the movie. Get caught up in what you're doing. Just be inflamed. That's a good word, being inflamed. That's a holy word. And if you do that, you are now closer to your purpose than intent. They cannot predict that machine-wise. And now, universe, none shall say nay. You are here to do your purpose, not intent. Intent is what actually happens in the physical world, and why we are no whining, kicking and screaming, creating karma, rather than the flow. That's a good word, the flow, where you're in the groove. Everything comes to you. That is when you know you're closer to purpose over intent. And synchronicity of why you find something significant over the five other things vying for your attention is how your future is talking to your present and changing the experience of what actually happened in your past. And that has to do with the thought that you have impregnated into the universe and how psyche is brought into matter. Physical world is a reflection of what's going on inside your mind. If it's a nightmare, well, there it is. Read it and weep and change.
So, Rick, as I'm listening to this, would you say that those who are really passionate about their purpose, they are the most dangerous people to the status quo?
Well, or the most dangerous to the status quo, yeah. That's why they try to shut you down. They don't want to. They try to distract you so that you continue You don't notice your passion, you slide over. That's the whole word of the Passion of Christ. There's your Essene philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call it his passion. That's where it all lies, in the moment. And whatever you're doing, go for it. Because that's what changes the universe. And now, the very fact that I've got that means that mankind itself is saved because I'm part of the collective unconscious. And if I've got it, it means you will eventually get it. Unfortunately, if you don't get it very soon, I have to sit around waiting for you to get it because that's the only way I get out of here. We all are on the same boat as humanity in an archetypal level of awareness. And that means that my knowledge base isn't more unique than anybody else's. I am simply, like Joey, a lead scout getting it. And the basic thing is, it's not about the goal. It's about the journey getting there.
Okay, as you,
that's
as you
where
mentioned,
the quality of everything lies, the journey of it.
As you mentioned the journey, I was thinking about standing in the driveway in Virginia, and there's a Roman Catholic priest who came to visit us. And I said, Father Bob, do you think it's possible that God is an alien, and you know, he put us here and said, okay, here you go, I'm going to show you some of the things that you need to know, and the rest you're going to have to figure out for yourself. I'm going to check on you, you know, see how you do, and later on. And he said, well, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it. God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Last, we'd like to get to Dr. Richard Allen Miller's website. You can go to richardallenmiller.com, richardallanmiller.com, or you can go to docram.com. Yes, Rick.
Thank you, Vincent.
Rick, you know, I've noticed that those who are passionate tend to be leaders and innovators, you know, locally and globally, literally. Those who are passionate. And it seems like you can't pay for people to be passionate. Either they're passionate about what they're doing and they want to do it and they love it and they just can't get enough of it, or they're employees. What do you think?
That's because passion has nothing to do with money or return of compensation or reward. It is, in itself, its own reward. And everybody knows that. Why do we not follow our passion more? Christ did. And he did that. In what Jehovah's Witnesses called witnessing, where he walked his talk. And just because we walk different talks, that part is why we're human, not God, and it's God's will. And that's why you don't make judgment just because somebody is doing it differently than you. That part is ego trying to confirm that what you do is right, and so they're wrong, and I get to go to heaven, and you don't. It doesn't work like that. In fact, that's the part where heaven is most likely going to forgive you.
Is there a relationship between, you're talking about passion, some Roman Catholics joined the Knights of Columbus. Is there a relationship
between... Listen, man, the Church of Rome departed from the teachings of Christ in the year 1000. And that was with Pope Innocent I. You can read about it from a scholarly text written called Holy Blood, Holy Grail. It runs it down chapter and verse on what the Knights of the Temple are and a Prince of Jerusalem. By the way, that is my grade in the Blue Lodge I belong to. I am a Knight of the Temple, and I am a Prince of Jerusalem. And I am proud of my belief systems attempting to be used as tools to get closer to God. That's what church is really about and why you go to church. You want to get closer to God and give Him honor. Now, churches are primarily for fellowship. And the way, as George Carlin always put it, God has everything, but He needs more money. That is not God talking anymore, man. That's the Pope who is going to talk to God for you. How does that work?
Well, Rick, I don't think I need a broker, do you?
No. It's not. That is what made you God's favored. You don't need a broker. And that means there are as many different churches, most likely, as there are human beings on this earth. And what we try to do is foster, enhance certain values over what other values we would call demons, like jealousy, rage, greed. You know, those are your demons. They're qualities in men that are deemed unworthy. That is what a demon is. And the devil is you polarizing God with your creepy, distorted values. God's not at war with anything. And so with that said, what is the devil?
Class, if you'd like to find out more about Dr. Richard Allen Miller, if you're new to this class, docram.com, docram.com, or richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing your insights, opinions, and knowledge. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.